With the waters of Buzzards Bay lapping on the shore nearby, RPM News Weekly presents Rick's Tech Talk. Here in the RPM studio, I've got Cousin Rick on the line in Needham, Massachusetts. Good afternoon, Cousin Rick.
Good afternoon, Rich. Good to hear you again.
Likewise. How's everything up there in Needham?
Oh, it's early February, but it's still gray, still wintry. Well, I'm waiting for the groundhog.
Yeah, we have been having quite a spat of grayish sort of weather. I'd long to say, here comes the sun.
Tootin' doo-doo.
Yeah.
But.
So what have you got for us this week?
Okay, yeah, the ride of the week is the 2024 Hyundai Ioniq 6 Limited all-wheel drive, an electric vehicle. And speaking of the gray theme, the color is gravity gold, but it's kind of a gray gold. And it's an interesting color. Actually, it's a $1,000 option for this car. It's about the only option on the car. And again, it's an electric vehicle. It gives you 270 miles of range, and the EPA numbers, the miles per gallon equivalent, are 111 city, 94 highway, for a combined number of 103 miles per gallon equivalent, which is fairly efficient for an electric vehicle.
Yeah, that's right up there. And that range is excellent, 270 miles. That'll get you almost from here to Philadelphia.
That's right. But, you know, your mileage may vary, especially in the winter.
Oh, yeah. And how windy it is and rain and everything else can knock that down a little bit, as it does with any car.
Well, speaking of wind, the drag coefficient of the Ioniq 6 is 0.21. Now,
Wow. Being
an old aeronautical engineer myself, any car with a drag coefficient under 0.3 is fairly efficient. And this is down in there. It's 0.21. So you know that the designers did their homework and wind tunnel testing.
I guess so. Yeah, that's one of the lowest numbers I've seen. Or heard.
Right, that's why I'm impressed. And you know, some of the other features, it's got dual electric motors. Mm-hmm. And on the interior, it has heated and ventilated front seats, wireless charging, a big 12-inch center screen for navigation, and a Bose premium audio system. The base price is $53,650, but with the paint and delivery, it comes out $56,010.
Wow, you might mistake it for a luxury car. You could actually think of it that way.
Well, it's quite slick looking, and what I found is, you can vary the regenerative braking by using the paddle shifters on the steering wheel.
Right.
So you can virtually turn it all off, that you coast when you're off the accelerator. The car will coast for quite a ways. But then if you're in traffic, say, you can increase the regen braking to better accommodate start and stop driving.
Pretty neat.
Yep. The handling is, I call it sprightly. It's fun to drive because you can get that acceleration just by pressing the pedal a little bit, because it's an electric vehicle.
Right. So, yeah, it's got quite a sharp look, too. Very streamlined. I can understand.
Yes, and yeah, with that streamlined back end, though, the trunk is a little on the small side. It's not very high. But it's kind of deep, so my trip to the warehouse store was, I could get everything in the trunk.
Yeah, so super convenient. That's part of the utility vehicle side of of the equations for that.
Then again, with the deep trunk and the battery, there's no spare tire. You have a kit, as they call it, if you ever have a spare tire or a blowout.
Oh, yeah, like an inflation kit. Those are pretty handy. I mean, other than a real serious blowout, you know, if the tire is just flat or something, you sometimes can get it back to life, at least to get to a service station.
Right. Plus, if you have AAA, you don't have to worry anyway.
That's true. Oh, that's a good service.
Right.
And, I often wondered, too, how the heating systems work, you know, just in this winter weather that we have. Are they efficient? Did you feel comfortable in the car? And did it eat up a lot of the juice?
Oh, I did. I did. Once I set it for, you know, my preference, when I got in the car and turned it on, the heat came up pretty quick with the heat pump.
Okay.
And you've had this car as well. The one thing that takes a little getting used to are when you approach the car with the key in your pocket, the door handles pop out. And it looks kind of, it looks like a stick coming out of the side of the car. And so at first you're saying, uh-oh, is that substantial? Am I going to, you know, pull it quick and it's going to break it or something? It's just the configuration of it.
Oh, I see. Yeah, right. Comes out sort of angularly rather than just like sort of like a parallel to the side of the car.
Right. So it comes out like a stick that you just turn and opens the door.
Mm-hmm.
That's our ride of the week, the Hyundai Ioniq 6.
So overall, did you feel you had a real comfortable drive and everything?
Oh, the car is very comfortable. You with the way you can adjust the seats, and it feels nice to drive. And it sounds nice too. It's got a good sound. You know, it's quiet, but it's quiet but competent.
Mm-hmm.
Let's put it that way.
Well, you know, so you can tell this Hyundai is very serious about what they're doing with their electric vehicles. You know, they've gone full tilt into it, and the EV6, and I'm sorry, that's the Kia, the Ioniq 6 and the Ioniq 5 from Hyundai. A proof that they are committed.
Right, and if I may, it's not a digression, but I was talking to someone at one of the Tier 1 automotive suppliers, and he visited the Hyundai Kia plant in Korea, and he said he saw a parking lot there that was just filled with vehicles from other manufacturers that Hyundai and Kia would take these vehicles and check them out and take them apart to find out what was in them so they can improve their own vehicles to compete in the market. That was some years ago, and since then, Hyundai has really come on.
Yes, I guess so. It really takes a lot of research and engineering to get where they've gotten. So what's next for you?
Okay, well, last week we had a study from our friends at iccars.com on the best new cars for the money. And so they've done that this week with the best used cars for the money. And the way they do it, they did this for cars that are 5 years old and 10 years old. And what they did is they looked for models with the lowest purchase price and the longest remaining average lifespan. And so this would be a way of determining value for money. Mm-hmm. And they rank these by the price of the used vehicle per 10,000 miles of remaining lifetime. Now, if you follow that, good luck. But the vehicles they've come up with, just looking over the 5-year-old vehicles, they looked at over a million used car sales last year from September to December. And in the five-year-old used cars, the Chevrolet Trax came out on top. Okay. And
Interesting.
that, right. And then just going down the top five, the Chevy Trax, the Honda Fit, the Honda Insight, and the Buick Escape, and the Mitsubishi Outlander Sport.
Interesting. Now you said Buick Escape?
Buick Encore.
Oh, okay. All right.
Did I say Escape?
Yeah, you did. That's all right. Buick Encore. Well, that is a really un I would have never guessed those vehicles as being the top five. That's a total surprise. Interesting.
Yeah, they have. They also said, they looked at like the best value trucks, and the Honda Ridgeline is the best 5-year-old used truck for the money, at an average price of just over 30,000, and a remaining life of about 111,000 miles.
I wonder if it's if the whole process is a little slanted, because there are really no luxury vehicles on that list or higher premium vehicles. Whether that's because their pricing is for a premium vehicle
Well,
tends to be a lot higher, and so to make those numbers come in better, it's a lot easier for an economical, low-priced vehicle.
if you look at the best 10-year-old used cars for the money, that's where you'll see some vehicles like the Lincoln MKS and the Lexus GS350 on that list.
Okay. All right.
So it's interesting the way the data falls.
Yeah, very, very surprising. I wonder if
Right.
enough folks had a look at that, they would jump at those cars when they go out shopping, or at least
Well, it's
research them, a search for them.
another factor to consider. And the top, the best value for 10-year-old used cars is the Toyota Avalon sedan.
Yeah, quite an unusual and thoroughly unexpected ranking. Wow. Well, there you go. And I can't imagine there's no fudging of the numbers there.
Right.
They strictly go on data that comes in.
Well, if you have over 1 million data points, chances are the study is, fairly valid, unless one vehicle doesn't have that many sales and kind of skews the data one way or the other.
All right. So where do we go from there?
Okay, well, remember last week we talked about that Japanese moon probe that landed, but its solar panels were not oriented properly and they had to shut it down.
Right.
Right. Well, they figured that it landed, the solar panels were kind of misoriented, that they shut the probe down, but when the sun moved a week or so later, there was adequate sunlight on the solar panels and the probe is up and running and taking data. And one of the chief aspects of the mission was landing within, say, 100 meters of their target landing point. And they figure they've landed within 55 meters of where they targeted this. So that's quite an accomplishment. The probe is working now, even though it's misoriented. Although they say the probe was not designed to for say more than one solar day on the moon. So after the sun sets, let's see if it comes back to life next month.
Yeah, that's impressive. I mean, if you think about it, that's like you said 55 meters. That's approximately a little bit more than half the size of a football field. That's a when you
Yeah,
consider
it's about
this.
180 feet.
Yeah, so
So
that's when you consider
that,
the size of the moon and the distance traveled, that's pretty darn accurate. Maybe
yeah,
not maybe
they use some map matching software they had images of the landing site, and the spacecraft, when it was landing, matched the what it was seeing to the map stored in its memory.
I suppose that they'll be aiming for more accuracy as they move forward. But what type of data are they retrieving from, from this probe?
Well, they deployed two little rovers that checking out that technology. One of the rovers was developed by the Tomei Toy Company. And they're also doing soil testing, checking the soil, maybe looking for water, ice, or other elements in the ground.
Fascinating. Yeah, so we're making our way back to the moon again.
That's right. So various nations are in a race to the moon.
Okay. So would you go if you had an opportunity to get into a space capsule and travel to the moon?
Well, let's put it this way. I might visit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
Ha 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 Oh,
Like
yeah, I suppose.
these people who want to go to Mars and live on Mars, and I'd say, make a trip but come back, because it's like probably you want to live the rest of your life in a desert that's most of the time below freezing.
Well, the thing too is that I think that we're still quite a ways off from being able to set up civilization on any of the satellites or planets. I mean, if you think of the scope of what it takes to be able to make a space like the moon livable, for a long period of time.
Right, and make it live not just livable, but sustainable. And then, you just don't want to live in a, you want to have some kind of culture and social life. And
Right, all those things we love about being here on Earth.
that's right.
Okay, so we got something else?
Yeah, we mentioned last week of an electric tugboat in San Diego. And now news comes from Antwerp in Belgium that the port of Antwerp is now put into use a hydrogen-powered tugboat, and it has two V12 engines on it, and the engines can run with hydrocarbon fuel or direct injection of hydrogen, pressurized hydrogen gas.
Okay.
And so that this it can run it has enough storage on board to run for 24 operate for 24 hours on hydrogen, and they estimate that their fuel consumption will be reduced by 65%, as well as emissions.
That's a serious reduction.
Right, and if you can run on hydrogen all the time, that you virtually just produce water vapor for the exhaust.
Well, that's something to worth developing.
Yep, so hybrid and electrification and alternate fuels are gaining traction around the world.
For good reason. So, is that a wrap for us today?
Well, I've got one more item, and this I would say would be typically Italian. Okay, it's from Italy that the Amerigo Vespucci Airport in Florence, Italy is going to have a new terminal, and the roof of the terminal will be a gently sloping vineyard measuring 19 acres. So they're going to have a vineyard on top of the airport terminal, and the wine that's made from the vineyard will be aged in a cellar below the terminal.
Now that's a
So
commitment to making wine.
that's right. And so,
So did they say what type of wines, what type of grapes are the, will this be
Well, no,
Valpolicella?
it just said vineyard. So, I don't know what they'll be making.
So,
But I imagine you could pick that up in the duty-free shop at the airport in a couple of years.
did they say what was the motivation for doing this?
Well, I think it's a green building. You have a roof with vegetation on the top, so your heating inside is less. And it kind of like has a little Italian panache.
Yeah, most definitely.
Hmm.
Well, if I get to Florence at some point in time, I'll be sure to look up the wine. Did they give a name for the brand that they would be marketing it as?
Yeah, I was going to say you might want to delay your trip because the first phase of the terminal won't be completed until 2026.
Okay, all right. Well, I had no plans, so no cancellations necessary. Well,
I know, but Florence is, everybody should visit Florence at least once.
yeah. Well, it was not on my itinerary when I was in Italy a few years back, but I'll have to make it a point for the
You may
next
want
time.
to go because there's such great artwork and history there that you won't want to miss it.
All right. Well, you'll be at my tour guide, I guess.
Okay, I'll show you my pictures.
Well, okay. Just give me a sampling. I imagine you probably have hundreds of photos from trips to Italy. All right. Well, that I'm going to make it a short. This is a wrap. Or is that a wrap?
Glad we could get together as usual. Be well.
Likewise, Rick, and glad to have you on board for another episode of Tech Talk, a weekly feature here on RPM News Weekly. Tune in next week for another episode.